From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama has his hands full with the midterm elections fast approaching. He's been trying to rally young voters. That means holding events on college campuses and giving interviews to MTV and Rolling Stone magazine. The president appears to be less focused on older voters, despite the fact that polls show they are more likely by far to actually vote. According to a survey by the senior lobbying group AARP, more than two-thirds of all voters are likely to be over 45. NPR's Brian Naylor traveled to Pennsylvania to find out what's on the minds of some of these older voters.
Pennsylvania is home to many seniors, about 15.5% of its population, according to the Census Bureau, one of the highest ratios in the nation. The 12th Congressional District in southwestern Pennsylvania has the highest percentage of elderly voters in the state. Its largest city, Johnstown, has been hard hit by the economic downturn. Many of the downtown shops are vacant. I met Buck and Janice Naugle strolling through a nearly deserted city park looking at Halloween decorations.
I'm 74. And she's 71.
Okay.
She's catching up to me.
The Naugles are Democrats and say they'll definitely be voting on Election Day. Their biggest concern, the cost of health care.
We're on Medicare, but we also have a HMO at the Blue Cross, and it's getting ridiculous. I just got my new bills for next month, which I've been paying $183 each of us. Now it's up to $205.
The Naugles' concerns over their finances are not unique among older voters. Many I spoke with mentioned they wouldn't be receiving a cost of living adjustment in their Social Security checks for the second year in a row. John Delano teaches policy and politics at Carnegie Mellon University. Delano says most seniors are worried about these bread-and-butter issues.
I think those are concerns that are shared at all generational levels. But I think that older folks in particular feel more sensitive to the issues of the economy when it comes to their own Social Security, their retirement security, and the like.
In fact, Democrat Joe Sestak, running for the Senate, has made a very distinct pitch to senior voters, running this ad accusing Republican Pat Toomey of wanting to privatize Social Security.
Congressman Pat Toomey wants to privatize Social Security.
Privatize? I don't have another retirement plan.
I couldn't live without Social Security.
Toomey's response is that he believes younger Americans should be given a choice of investing some Social Security funds into private accounts. President Obama narrowly lost this district in 2008, and nationally, those 65 and older were one of the few demographic groups to support Republican John McCain. It's unclear whether Mr. Obama is doing much better among them now. 69-year-old John Lacko is wearing a Steelers cap and a camo jacket and may be emblematic of the culturally conservative voters in southwestern Pennsylvania. While he didn't vote for Mr. Obama in 2008, he doesn't hold him responsible for the current state of the economy.
Race doesn't mean nothing to me. My best friends were college and school when I was in Johnson High. And everybody blamed Obama. I think President Bush left a lot of paperwork on his desk for him. And he's trying his best, but it's hard.
Like Lacko, 74-year-old Eugene Russell Heidenthal didn't vote for President Obama in 2008, nor does he blame him for the state of the economy. And he raises one issue few Americans of any stripe seem to be talking about this campaign season, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I'd like to see the country get straightened the hell out, is what I'd like to, and bring our boys and girls home that are over there dying for somebody else.
Any of the candidates talked about that this year?
No. No. None of them. They just got their own agenda.
Still, Heidenthal, like other senior voters, was optimistic that things would turn around, providing, he said, you find the right people. Brian Naylor, NPR News.